This is a CK to Z news update.
The government of British Columbia has extended the filing deadline for the Land Owner Transparency Registry, LOTR, by 1 year to November 30th of 2022. But what is the registry and who does this new legal requirement apply to? According to the provincial website, LOTR, no connection to the fantasy trilogy Lord of the Rings, is, quote, a searchable registry that maintains information about interest holders under the Land Owner Transparency Act. These are individuals who do not have direct ownership of land, but are considered to have some meaningful relationship with the land or an indirect ownership interest in it, end quote. Quadra Island notary Sally Houghton explains further.
So I've got my own property and my name is registered on title at Land Titles. And so they don't need to go any further to find out who owns it. I am an individual. My name is on title. And for most people, it's going to be the same way. You know, couple, we own it. We're both on title. But I know that some of the retail shops here on Quadra are owned by a corporation. And that is what's registered at Land Title. The government now wants to know, yeah, okay, but who are the actual people? Who are the names in there who control the sale of that land? And who get the beneficial rights to it. So that's really what it's all about. And the requirement was coming in mainly around companies who own partnerships and trustees. So trustees for holding this in benefit for somebody else. They need to know who those people all are now.
Michelle Babchuk, MLA, or member of the Legislative Assembly for North Vancouver Island, added.
So anybody that personally benefits from land. And an example would be numbered company, right? So now those numbered companies have to register. We need to know the name, the social insurance number, and the date of birth of the person that is going to benefit from that. So that's where the transparency piece comes in so that people aren't hiding behind these different trusts or shell companies.
She also explained how the legislation was brought in through a 2018 plan for housing affordability in BC.
The expert panel that was put together had identified that about $7.4 billion had been laundered through BC, and $5 billion of that was through real estate. So we knew we had a great big problem, and we knew for years that criminals were using shell companies and trusts to hide those assets. So that was the inception of this registry. For a lot of people that are just living this day to day, this comes down to affordability in our real estate, being able to afford to get into the housing market or find rental housing or anything like that. So that's how it's affecting your day to day people on the ground.
Houghton is glad the deadline has been extended, but is still concerned that hardly anyone is aware of the new legal requirement, which stipulates that the final application to the registry must be filed by a legal professional, such as a lawyer or notary public. As of November 18th, only one client has approached her for assistance in filing the transparency declaration, whereas another client she advised to register decided, erroneously in her opinion, that it did not apply to them.
So just to bring it back to Quadra Island, Cortez Island, who do you think this maybe isn't reaching?
I don't think it's reaching anyone. I've put it out on the local papers, the Bird's Eye, the Discovery Islander and things like that, but there's been no notification. And so a lot of people are like, oh, well, nobody's told me, so you can't hold me to it. And unfortunately, that's not the way the law works. But I think that because of the lack of people getting it done, they've realized that they need to do something to tell people. I'm hoping that they'll actually put things out on the next property tax forms for people saying, you need to report. And then people will know point blank, in black and white, I'm about to do something.
And you said that the application process in and of itself is fairly straightforward. So if someone comes to you and says, I'd like to book an appointment, what do people need to expect, do you think, in terms of a fairly average application time and process?
They have to expect to fill in a lot of information. For every interest holder or person who's deemed to be an interest holder or has control, then you have to get all of their personal information. There's a list, a huge list of things they have to get. And then whoever is allowed to sign for the company can sign everything away. But it's a big deal to get all of that information about everybody who's involved. The whole reason for it is to ensure that there's less chance for fraud, for money laundering, and for terrorist groups to take control of properties. So whenever land is sold now, then there has to be a landowner transparency declaration and report if necessary. The report is where if somebody who owns it is not actually a person. So if they're a trustee for somebody else, or so they're acting for somebody else, or if they're a company or a partnership and they're owning land.
She also clarified that this legislation is now an ongoing part of land ownership in British Columbia. And if there are any changes in the interest holders or their ability to bear responsibility for the land, the registry must be updated within 2 months to avoid fines. According to the LOTR overview PDF accessible from the landtransparency.ca website, interests in land requiring disclosure include an estate and fee simple, which is the most common form of ownership, a life estate, the right to occupy land under a lease of 10 or more years, the right to occupy or acquire transfer under agreement for sale, and a prescribed right. Exempted lands are treaty lands, reserve lands, and recognized self-governing First Nations lands, as well as, according to Houghton, land owned by the government. There is a quiz on the website to check if the requirement applies to one's situation. Besides the legal professional fees, a simple application may be as little as $40. However, the penalties for not registering are steep. From the fact sheet, quote, a reporting body that fails to file a transparency report or provides false or misleading information in a transparency report may be subject to a fine of not more than the greater of A, $50,000 for a corporation or other entity, or $25,000 for individual, or B, 15% of the assessed value of the property to which the transparency declaration or transparency report relates, end quote. The MLA Babchuk spoke to this.
So it's my understanding that there's a $35 transparency report fee, and then there's a $5 transparency declaration. So essentially $40 to be able to put this in at what I would suggest is the minimal cost in the grand scheme of doing business, especially with some of these larger real estate transactions, I think is great. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that people have the ability to access the real estate market, to be able to have an affordable home and to be able to get into that market for families in BC. So we're hoping that because we're extending it, it'll give the people that are having those questions the ability to ask them so that they're not in default, right? Because there are some very big penalties that are associated with this if you're not in compliance, and we don't particularly want to do that.
She also offered that anyone in her constituency with questions regarding this can reach out to her office for assistance and clarification. You've been listening to an interview with the North Vancouver Island MLA Michelle Babchuk, as well as Quadra Notary Sally Houghton about the Land Owner Transparency Registry.